Hi, I'm Ilvenia Kikcin, the host of Shattered Stories. Welcome to the fourth installment of our short-form podcast series, Moments. What's in your kit bag says a lot about who you are as a photographer or filmmaker. While cameras enable photographers to get the shot, it's the lenses that define perspective and can be swapped and changed based on preference and to suit the situation at hand. Today, we'll be hearing from some of our amazing guests about the lenses they reach for time and again. We start with two guests who appeared on the last episode of the podcast together, Season 4, Episode 6. Isabel Infantes and Phil Mahakwe, a pair of seasoned sports photographers. They were very much in agreement about which lenses every sports photographer should have in their kit bag.
For me, it's the Canon 400mm f2.8. The image quality that lens can bear is absolutely unbelievable. And it's a good lens to use under low light conditions because, you know, as you know, there are different lighting conditions with different stadiums. And that lens can definitely assist you in getting, you know, perfect pictures in that regard. And also, it has the ability to sort of separate your subject from the spectators, you know. If you put it on f2.8, you could definitely blur out the background. You don't necessarily want everything in focus, you know. Players will tend, especially when they are running closer to the side where the fans are sitting, you can run the risk of blending the players into the background. So that is the one lens that I really, really, really cannot live without.
Yeah, following what Phil says, I definitely agree on the 400. And having the 2.8 option is amazing because, you know, there's so much advertising behind the players that really distracts you from the actual image you want to capture. And the 2.8 will blend everything out and will highlight the players really crisp and sharp. But it's such a difficult question because it's like asking who is your favorite child, and it's really difficult. Like, obviously 400, yes, 100%, because it gives you the full action, the hardcore action in the middle of the field, players fighting, battling for the ball and all that, or really close-ups of the tennis player with the sweat and expressions, you know, having the ball on the eye. I love that kind of image, trying to get the ball when they're taking it out and, you know, looking at the ball in the eye. But obviously, also, the 7200 is such a good lens because that's the lens that will probably give you the goal and celebration. So it's hard to say one or the other because you need the two. So you cannot live without the two of them.
What Isabel says is so true. Sometimes you really can't have one piece of kit without the other. In this case, you really need both lenses to do the job properly. A recent addition to your kit bag could easily be something you immediately fall in love with. When I spoke to world-renowned wildlife photographers Nikolai Deutsch and Robert Mark Lehmann from Season 4, Episode 4, they had just been testing the Canon RF 24-50mm kit lens with their underwater setup and couldn't stop singing its praises.
I asked Canon to give it a try for underwater, and I've just been using it on the last shoot. It might sound weird, it's a kit lens, it's not the fastest lens, but it gives me a great opportunity to use wet lenses underwater.
Now it becomes very technically.
I'm trying to think how I can make this not sound boring and interesting, but in short, in this combination, I can use basically a wide-angle conversion lens, which is designed for underwater, in combination with the 24-50, and it gives me amazing image quality. It's versatile, and it is a very affordable, cheap lens, but I get some really, really good results with this. It sounds crazy, but with this lens, I have some nice 8K raw shots with the R5C where you're like, wow.
Yeah. And it's not so crazy if you think about it, because water itself is a totally different environment than air. And usually what we do as an underwater cameraman, we bring housings with air-filled dome ports. So you're still working with air and glass. But what Nico is using is a very cheap lens, but then the glass in front of the lens we put on our housings, it's made for the environment. So this is the game changer. So this is what makes this lens absolutely perfect for underwater in combination with a port made for underwater shooting.
This is becoming technical, but we're learning.
On top, I actually tried it yesterday the first time now. With the 24 to 50, I can change wet lenses underwater. So I can change from macro to wide angle.
Which is amazing. You usually can't do that. I always wish I could.
Yeah.
Because you're stuck with your one lens. If it's a 15 mil or 24 mil, you're stuck with this lens. You can't change. But Nico has an advantage now. I need this lens as well.
Some great recommendations for lenses there. And as you can see, a kit lens can even become your favorite. The key thing to remember is that your kit bag should include a mix of kits. So your old favorites and your new pieces to make your workflows better. And mine certainly does, because I've been using the EF 35mm 1.4 as my go-to lens for many, many years. It's always on my camera because it's just light and it works great in low light conditions. It's really my favorite lens, I would say. But I'm now looking to get a new lens, the Canon RF 28 to 70mm, which I've heard from so many photojournalist colleagues that it's the most amazing lens ever. So I'm very curious about that one. And I think it will help me in my documentary work, especially in low light conditions. I've heard it's great. So if you have enjoyed the clips that you've heard today, then please listen to the full episodes of Shutter Stories. All the details are in the show notes. Make sure you subscribe now to get our next episode as soon as it's released. Thank you, and until next time.